Ron, any chance that this altered something else that caused this reduction? I mean, like going back to the sleep data, that seems to be important.
Yeah.
Could something else have happened to them because they changed their diet? Maybe they exercised more. Or maybe they didn't exercise more.
I think one of the things is I'm excited about the dietary change because I know that there's probably going to be thousands of proteins that would be different in the blood when you have this change in diet. So you really have a lot of stuff moving around. The women were 58, the usual U.S. 58-year-old postmenopausal population. They were almost totally inactive. When we look at activity in the bottom two quintiles, recreational physical activity was zero. So the fifth and the fourth quartile was zero. So you had to be carried to the target, you know, and back to your car. So
they don't go to the tennis court or anything?
No, no. So I think that's our impression of breast cancer patients. I mean, we heard that comment before, that they become inactive, less active. And so these were very similar in that regard. There wasn't any other lifestyle. And these patients didn't become lifestyle nuts and eating natural foods or anything. They just did what the dietitians told them because they wanted to please the dietitians.
John and then Matt.
We did a survey of women who had been through their breast cancer experience, and we subjected them to a VO2 max test. Lance Armstrong scores 74. You're on the cardiac transplant list at 12 if the problem is you're only moving 12 milliliters of oxygen per kilogram and it's your heart. We had patients coming in at 10. The mean was 18. These are incredibly deconditioned, and our age-matched controls should have been 28 to 30. So these women are in rough shape just from having the breast cancer experience, or perhaps it's one of the etiologic factors and you happen to pick up the couch potatoes as they come through the system.
So were these people, John, that had finished chemo or were in chemo?
Well, the majority of them had never had chemo. In fact, they were just postmenopausal women on hormonal therapy.
But they were people who'd had a prior diagnosis of breast cancer sometime
before. Median of 1 year post-therapy.
Matt?